Well, it's not Wednesday, but it's Thursday.
It's Thursday, but it's chaos. So it can change. The day can change.
Yes. Yesterday was just a mess, so we moved K-Bear Chaos Trivia to today. Tony from Cannonball 101 joining me in studio. That's the voice you're hearing.
Yep, that's me.
So like I said, yeah, we moved it to today. I didn't want to not play it. I feel like we have to play it weekly, right?
I need to play it weekly. Like, this is my deal. Like, I love this every week.
So, it helps me, like, de-stress, too, because it's just a mess.
It's a mess, and it's fun, and we get to talk to people out there. It's great. Yes.
Did you see what I brought in studio, Tony?
I couldn't help but see. We have cowbell.
Listener Joel told me to get a cowbell last week.
Joel suggested a cowbell. Thank you, Joel.
And I did it. And it came with a little itty bitty one, too.
It came with a baby.
So now I get to be super annoying. Do you want one? Do you want the big one or the baby one?
I don't think it's a good idea. I'll take the baby one because it's less.
Okay.
And then we threw it across the room.
This is our life. All right, let's meet our contestants today. We got listener Colin on the phone. Colin, can you hear us?
Yep.
Awesome. Colin, where are you calling from?
I'm from St. Anthony.
Awesome. And we also have listener Melissa on the phone. Melissa, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Sweet. Melissa, where are you calling from?
Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Holy cow.
We reached Jackson Hole? That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Oh, my God.
I go to Idaho every weekend.
Yeah,
very cool.
All right, so we got Colin versus Melissa today. That one should be easy. Last week, we had to change listener Joe's name.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, dramatic music time. Let's do this.
Did you explain the rules?
Oh, thank you, Tony.
Ryan?
This is why it's K-Bear Chaos Trivia. All right, Colin, Melissa, there are some rules to this game. You guys are going head-to-head. I am going to read you simple trivia questions. I'm going to ask you simple trivia questions. You shout out your name when you think you know the answer. Wait for me to call on you. All right? So wait for me to say your name and then ask you, all right, what's the answer? And you can cut me off in the middle of a question if you think you know where I'm going with it. All right? Once again, wait for me to call on you. If you get it wrong, don't start shouting out answers. All right, just stay quiet. I'm going to read the full question to your opponent. And then they basically get a free question. So, you guys ready? Does that make sense? Yep. Basically, shout out your name and I'll call on you. Who's ever first?
Okay.
All right. For a Trivium t-shirt, Colin versus Melissa. Question number one. What city is known as the City of Love? Oh, this is stumping people. Mm-hmm. Even you have a look on your face.
I always have that look on my face, though. So.
Colin, Melissa, any... Nothing? Nobody knows?
Paris?
Wait. Shout out your name when you think you know the answer.
There's the chaos.
Okay. yeah, shout out your name. Don't shout out the answer.
Okay, well, Colin.
Well, we got to throw it out because...
Yeah, we'll just throw this question out. It was hard. What were you going to say, Colin?
Paris?
That is the correct answer, but Melissa did shout out Paris earlier.
So we're going to throw that out. We're going to start all over.
All right. Question number one.
Focus.
We're starting over. Shout out your name when you think you know the answer. All right, this one should be easy. Michael Phelps is an Olympic athlete known for which sport?
Colin.
Melissa.
Oh, Colin beat you.
Colin got him first. Colin, what is the answer?
Swimming.
Yeah!
Yeah.
This is heavy. It kind of hurts the ring.
It's huge. It's gigantic.
Should I ring it closer towards the mic? Or is that too loud?
A little bit too loud.
All right, Colin on the board. No Olympics this year because of COVID.
So really?
They moved it to next year.
Wow.
That sucks. So one time a year, one time every 4 years, swimming is cool. I used to be a swimmer. All right, sorry. Question number two. Melissa needs this to stay in the game. This is an interesting one. What age did Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and Kurt Cobain die?
Colin.
Colin. Colin got in there. Colin, what is your answer?
I believe it was 29.
No, I'm sorry, Colin. Is that loud enough? Hold on, there we go.
There's the buzzer.
No, sorry. 29 is not the answer. All right, Melissa, I'm going to read this one for you. You ready?
Yes.
What age did Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and Kurt Cobain die? 59.
Girl, 59. Girl.
No. Where's my no, you're
right?
Wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Melissa, this nobody knows this one? The 27 Club.
Yep.
A lot of famous musicians. I think Amy Winehouse is a part of this.
I think so. I'm trying to think of other musicians.
There's more, but I only put in three for the sake of time. No, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and Kurt Cobain all died at the age of 27. Yeah, it's a famous club known as the 27 Club. Actually, if I die this year, I would be a part of the club because I'm 27, so hopefully I don't die because I don't want to be a part of that
club. Yeah, let's knock on wood.
It's got real dark.
Yeah, real dark real quick.
All right. Melissa still needs one to stay in the game. Question number, what are we on, four? I don't know anymore.
Question three.
Three, thank you. Who founded the company Microsoft?
Colin.
Oh.
All right, Colin, what is your answer?
Bill Gates.
There we go. Oh, wait, what am I doing? Yeah. This is hard to ring. You ring it. It's hard to ring.
But normally, is it not two people or one person?
What do you mean?
Like, when I was taught in school, normally it's Bill Gates and Paul Allen, isn't it?
Oh, man, I don't know. I just got this question off the internet.
You know, that's a good point.
Do we throw that one out?
How do you guys feel? You want to throw it out? Do another question? Colin?
Colin wants to win because means he would have won.
Well, of course, but maybe for the sake of fun, right, Colin? You're a free spirit.
Yeah, I can do another question.
Pressuring him into giving right? up his answer. All right. I guess I'll have to Google this later if there's more than one person that founded the company Microsoft. I don't know. I just thought it was Bill Gates, but all right.
I think that's a great point, Melissa, but Colin still got in first. Just saying. But we're gonna do another question because it's all about the chaos.
I'm running out of questions.
And the cowbell.
All right. Question number infinity. What does the Roman numeral X stand for?
Colin.
Oh, Colin.
Colin. It's quick.
Colin.
All right, Colin, what is your answer?
10.
Yes. Okay, you can't dispute that one. You gotta ring the bell.
See, I have both bells and I found
ring both
fell
of them
down
at the same
yeah,
time.
That's
there
a
you
good.
Go. Yay! It's a mess every day. All right, Colin. Yeah, you won like three times over, but congrats.
Good job, Colin. And Melissa, I was the Paul Allen thing, you had a point. I'll give you that.
I'm gonna have to Google that out.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right, okay. Thank you guys. Colin, hang on the phone for me, Melissa. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah.